Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, thank you for being with us. You can listen while you wash your hands. That's one benefit of being over the airwaves. And speaking of washing your hands, by the way, I saw in the Wall Street Journal yesterday an article says be sure to dry them. Now, that's not the case with hand sanitizer. That you should leave wet as long as possible. But when you wash your hands, they recommended using a paper towel as the best way. And they advised against the blow dryers and certainly against using your jeans, which are very handy but not sanitary. And if somebody in the house is sick and you use cloth towels, they should have their own. It was a little bit encouraging to me that the article also surveyed doctors about what to have at home in the way of supplies. And surprisingly, they listed high on the list multivitamins and vitamin C, and less surprisingly, chicken soup. Today on the show, Bill Sardi will have news that I think is certainly cheerier and more important, really, than what we've been seeing on the daily briefings from Washington. And cheerier is good because stress is bad for your immune system, and certainly watching the news is stressful, or even picking up a newspaper. Those of you who are subscribers to the newsletter already know this and were alerted that you can email your questions in, but I'm still taking, well, it's an experiment. We'll see how well I do multitasking with this. Ed over in the control room is laughing because he knows I struggle with all of the buttons and things I have over here to begin with. But I have my computer open, and you can email info@hbnshow.com. Email your questions for Bill Sardi on the coronavirus. Just be forewarned that if I get your email address, I am also going to subscribe you to the newsletter. And if you don't find it useful, there's an unsubscribe at the bottom. But do email your questions. A special welcome today to listeners that we hope are tuned in Kansas City, Topeka, Overland Park. We're now on there. And I will, if you're listening, you probably already know this, but KCNW 1380. And it's at noon, so you're going to miss the opportunity to call in, but you can listen online in the future if you want to be able to participate live. And the show is replayed at 7 in the evening. So welcome to Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, and so on. Well, if you are like me, you kind of feel like a teenager that missed their curfew and are grounded, but we're going to have some fun today, and I just know that Bill Sardi has some revelations for us that are going to perk us up. So please don't go anywhere, and if you think of somebody who would benefit, let them know. We still have time to get them tuned in. This is Healthy by Nature. My name's Marty Whittakin, and we will be right back.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, I'm Marty Whittakin.
When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
We are always thrilled to have Bill Sardi with us because he is our resident answer man about nutrition and supplements. Today, especially, we need his help. Do note that he has products that he participates in, and we're delighted to have them advertising on the show. Such as Longevinex, Formula 216, and two garlic products, Garlogest for heartburn and Garlinex. And I will give out some phone numbers somewhere along the line, but do know that links to these products and the phone numbers are in the archive description of today's show. So you can always go to, especially if you're driving, I don't want you trying to write down numbers. You can always go to hbnshow.com, click listen, and out of the archives, pick today's date, and you will find links to a lot of really helpful things, such as Bill Sardi's website, Knowledge of Health, where he has any number, I probably should have counted them, but quite a number of articles that he's written about coronavirus because he has been studying this nonstop. And I'm really impressed with some of the things that he has dug up and put together out of the research and verified statistics. Joins us by phone. Good morning, Bill Sardi.
Good morning. And regardless of what I say today, it's pretty much a contrived pandemic. But nonetheless, everybody wants to know, what if? What if I get it? And so we're going to try to deal with that today. Take a deep breath, let it out. We've got 50,000 people die every year of pneumonia, and supposedly, and it's not an actual figure, they scare us into the vaccines by telling us 34,000 Americans die every year of the flu. That's nonsense, too. And some years, only a few hundred people got the flu at all. I mean, just got it, let alone died of it. So this is a kind of a contrived environment we live in. Now, it's real. There is something going around. Whatever is going around right now is different than what was going on in December and January and February. I can just tell you there's something else going on. But regardless of all this, because we haven't got time for it, what we have time for is you. And we need to help you understand hand washing and masks and all this social distancing. Not really standing up to the mustard scientifically. Your body has an immune system that's helped humans survive everything, or otherwise humans wouldn't still be on this planet for centuries. We know how to do this today because in centuries past we didn't know how to do it, though guess what they used? They used garlic, and of course it stood up to everything, so garlic would be on our list of things to use. But we have an immune system. And how does that work? Well, when you get one of those vaccines, they've got one being prepared for us, it is that you need an immune system to make it work. And the number one thing you need is zinc. You have to have some zinc. We've got about 10 milligrams in our diet. Only about 2 or 3 milligrams gets absorbed. And we're kind of depleted of zinc in our society because we're using arsenic in the fields to kid as a weed killer, and then that depletes the fields and the crops and so on of zinc. So unless you want to eat oysters every day, you're never going to get enough zinc. So why do we need zinc? Because zinc goes to your thymus gland, that little gland about the size of a walnut right under your breastbone. Go to your little Adam's apple, go straight down to your breastbone. It's under there. And that little gland takes B cells from the bone marrow and converts them to T cells, thymus cells, and they make the antibodies. What are antibodies? They are little goobers that sit there and wait. And when this virus comes in, it'll make something against it, and it'll be a memory antibody so that it attacks it, and you're prepared. This is what happens when you get a vaccine. They give you the disease, a little bit of it. You make the T cells, lifetime T cells, supposedly, and then you have lifetime immunity. If you don't have enough zinc in your diet, the thymus gland shrinks from the size of a walnut to the size of a pea, and you don't make those T cells. And that happens a lot in little kids because they have finicky diets, and older people who don't absorb the zinc, and they are the high-risk groups in these scenarios, and they are the ones who get the flu. And so you want to prime up your immune system and make sure, uh-oh, wait a minute. Have you gone to the store and tried to get some zinc? It's gone. So we do have a problem here. It's trying to find the zinc. I'm making a zinc product available today, T-cell zinc formula, so people can find some zinc. The issue is I'm really not here to sell stuff. We've got people with some very serious problems. Their loved ones are getting sick. You need the zinc. And what did they do? They found the president founded a medicine that they use, and it's chloroquine is what it's called, Plaquenil by its brand name. And that's good for various diseases, but they found it's very good for this coronavirus issue. And what does that drug do? It enhances the ability of zinc to get into cells. And so I'm going to announce here on the air, so if we get everybody calmed down a little bit, and your audience is going to run to the store before this one's gone, but the poor man's chloroquine is called quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. It comes from the skin of red apples, red onions. You can find it at the health food store, quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. It is a zinc ionophore. That little word means it helps the zinc get into cells. And when they use the chloroquine drug, that's all they're doing. So you can't get a hold of the drug, but you can get a hold of quercetin before it vanishes from store shelves. And it just puts you at ease. Quercetin is the poor man's chloroquine or zinc enhancer. So you want to try
and get zinc. Isn't this time of the year is also helpful for seasonal allergies?
Yes, it's good for this. It also helps. Quercetin keeps viruses from replicating. Let me explain. Viruses aren't alive. This nonsense of cleaning your desktop and stuff, it could be there, but nonetheless, it's not alive. It's just a bunch of genetic material. And then it wants to get in your cells and start replicating using your printing press, your cells, to start making copies of itself. And so you don't want to kill your cells necessarily. What you want to do is stop it from replicating. That's what quercetin does. And it does it so well with herpes and other forms of viruses as well. So you want to get your quercetin in there somewhere if you want to hawk some. Your immune system needs three nutrients that are essential, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. Now, why do we say vitamin C? Because the immune cells, those are neutrophils and macrophages and natural killer cells and so on. These are all our white blood cells. They're kind of sluggish without vitamin C. So vitamin C is absolutely needed. Now, we know animals actually carry this coronavirus, but they don't get it. They don't get the infection. Why? Because the animals secrete and naturally make their own vitamin C. We don't. We and guinea pigs and fruit bats do not make our own internal vitamin C. As you know, I'm involved with a product that actually turns that a gene switch on to help our body make vitamin C internally again. What is the best brand of vitamin C, people ask me, and I tell them it's the one your body makes internally. What? I'm sure you've never heard this answer. It's the answer is your liver will make vitamin C and did centuries ago in human history. There was a gene mutation. We think we found how to correct that gene mutation, and that became a product I call Formula 216. There's kind of a run on that product as well, but you can look it up, Formula 216. Healthy by Nature helped guide your way there. Why do we say vitamin D? Look, it's real obvious. You should be hearing about this from the Centers for Disease Control. Why do these seasonal flus come? The flu viruses, the cold viruses, the coronavirus, they're seasonal infectious diseases. They come when the Earth in the northern latitude tilts away from the sun. It's called the solstice, the winter solstice. And we don't get as much ultraviolet, solar ultraviolet energy to the surface of the Earth. We are now in the equinox, that is, the between the two solstices, between summer and winter, is the equal point, is the equinox. We're now tilting back towards the sun for summer. Spring is coming, and these viral diseases vanish. And that's what we're trying to tell you. Take a deep breath and let it go. Get outside. All of this living inside stuff is the wrong deal. Okay, you can't leave your house. Get out on the porch. Get some sunshine, because that's critically important. You'll get natural sunshine vitamin D. By the way, it's free still. They haven't figured out how to charge for it. And these are the things that you really need. C, D, and zinc. And we'll go on with this as the program progresses.
And, yes, there are cases in the southern hemisphere now where there is more sun, but people cover up. They've been told to cover up with their long sleeves and sunblock. So they still need vitamin D.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
Just when the world needed a discovery, Dr. Tom Levy, noted author and authority on vitamin C, says the world got one. Have you been reading all about the recent success vitamin C has had in the news? Intravenous vitamin C is saving lives in hospitals now. So, what's the best brand of vitamin C? Answer, the one your body makes naturally. Animals make vitamin C internally, all day and night long. But humans lost their ability to make vitamin C in their liver due to a gene mutation. Not any longer. A natural molecule has been found that reactivates the vitamin C gene. That discovery is Formula 216, and researchers believe it helps your body produce vitamin C internally on a 24/7 basis. Call now to get your bottle of Formula 216 at 833-848-2216. That's Formula 216 for 24/7 vitamin C. The world thanks you for this discovery, Dr. Levy. That's 833-848-2216.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
And we're back with my guest, Bill Sardi. I should mention that in the blog this week, which the newsletter sends you to the blog, I cover a whole lot of topics related to coronavirus, including the quercetin that we just talked about, so you could have gotten an early warning about that. And I have to say that an awful lot of the topics I have in there were informed by emails from Bill Sardi. That's why I say he's been diligent about researching this and bringing us the important information you aren't getting through typical media sources. And I did say in the newsletter that you could send in email questions, and I have gotten one from Deborah, and it relates to something we just covered. Deborah said, if I need to take zinc lozenges for a respiratory infection, which we really didn't cover that part yet, should I continue on my same daily maintenance zinc at the same time? Bill Sardi, what do you think about that?
The answer is yes, because when you're ill, you need more. You don't need zinc lozenges when you're healthy, but you do need them when you start to get sick, and you need it to be slowly absorbed in your oral cavity, in your mouth. And this is where all the head colds and things are. And the problem with the zinc lozenges, they don't exist at the moment. You can't find any. Number two, they don't have the proper dose. I'm actually having a product made that will do this. But my best suggestions for you right now is get some licorice. They do make these DGL licorice root extracts. It's called deglycerinated licorice, so it won't raise your blood pressure. But it works. It works to help. If you're getting a little issue in your, you know, your bronchus and so on, and you're having, let's put it this way. When you start to get a cold, you can get a sore throat. What do? You should gargle. If you want to gargle with hydrogen peroxide, it's better. Now what do? It's gone from your throat into your bronchus, the tubes leading to your lungs, and it's sticking there, and you keep wanting to cough up stuff. And that can be the dry cough you get. Go in the shower and turn on the water as hot as you can and breathe in the mist. And the mist will get on your bronchus and loosen up those stuff that's on your the mucus on your bronchus. That's called bronchitis. And get that to come up. And right as you get out of the shower, you'll find you're coughing that stuff up. These are free things. At the hospital, they have a nebulizer and does this. So you can do it right there in the shower. These are all things you can do. We forget about gargling. You need to gargle. If things are getting in your ears, why start using hydrogen peroxide in your ears? You can also use garlic oil. That'll wipe out anything in the ear canal. So these things are trying to escape, trying to get into places. The coronavirus even gets in the digestive tract, so it's an issue. I just want to let's do it this way. There's a doctor. Well, let's ask your audience, Marty. Why is it that the Orthodox Jewish men and women tend to get sick at this time of the year more than other people? Now think for half a second. They are in black clothes and all covered up from the sun. That's why. And so they've got a tremendous problem in New York. They have a Orthodox group of men and women. And they're very ill. And so this doctor, an Orthodox doctor, tends to scratch his head and figure this out. And what does he do? He gives them a ton of zinc, 225 milligrams. Chloroquine, this drug that helps zinc get useful in the body, and an antibiotic called azithromycin. And he's cured 699 straight cases in a row of this so-called coronavirus. Now, let me tell you, because I've written about this, most of the cases of coronavirus aren't coronavirus. They've got a test. Don't worry about the test. Just worry about your immune system. Be concerned. By the way, there's three things we can do. We can worry, we can ignore, or we can be concerned. So you want to be concerned. You don't want to just ignore these things, but you don't want to worry either. Anxiety doesn't help us. Actually, it uses up our vitamin C and all that with stress, so we don't want to do that. But this doctor successfully treated with zinc. You see, it's all centered around zinc. Now, had he used vitamin C and D, it would have even been better. So these are what this is what we're learning, and anybody hiding from the sun, that's what they've got us all doing. Is I wonder if they're almost intentionally trying to prolong this thing. Is get outdoors, get the little bit of sun that works. And so as soon as everybody went indoors in Italy, what happened? They got sicker. What happened when they were kept on the cruise ship in quarantine? They got sicker. What happened when a whole aircraft carrier was kept on board? They got sicker. Don't believe this stuff about staying indoors in quarantine. Okay, you don't want to be around other people, but the front porch will work. Get outside. Midday sun, 10 a.m. to about 3 p.m., you get most of the UV rays, and you want to expose as much skin as you can and get some UV rays. Even if it's cloudy, it still gets through. And so this is what you want to do. And that little bit of vitamin D, as little it is as in the winter, is keeping us going. By the way, we should have got enough sunshine in the summer, and the vitamin D is stored in the liver. We should have about 3 months of vitamin D. It's a fatty vitamin stored in the liver for winter. We don't have it. We're an indoor population. We're in front of computer monitors. We're inside of cars. We don't get the sunlight. I think employers ought to give every employee a midday sun roof break and stop all this other nonsense they're trying to do about testing and all this other nonsense. Just keep your immune system up to par. If you start to get sick, do some of these things, everything from the gargling to vitamin C, D, and zinc. And if you can find some zinc lozenges and things, the DGL lozenges, that's the licorice root. And I've had this report out. Licorice is an absolute arch enemy against all these viruses. So these are all good things you can do and reach for. They don't cost a lot of money. And of course, garlic is in here because garlic conquers all. Now, you can get some fresh garlic, and you want to crush it. And now, if you can work to get it down, because it's pretty pungent, but if you can work to get it down, you see you have to crush it first, and then that'll make the active ingredient allicin, and then you can take it. When you put it in your stomach, the stomach acid destroys the allicin. It's never made. So the garlic pills, they're good for you. Any form of garlic, any garlic pill works. Don't let me get it in your mind. But there's a better way to do it, and I'm involved in a product called Garlinex it's an alkalinized garlic pill so that the stomach acid can't destroy the ingredients in there, and you actually get allicin, the key ingredient. So, you know, these are all good things to learn. We should have these things handy, and we should know at times of the year we tend to get sicker. And do these things. And, of course, we've got loved ones and people we care about. What are we going to do? So you know there's a revolution going on in hospitals, and they're using vitamin C. What happens when you get coronavirus? You end up with pneumonia, too much water in the lung. And how are they treating that today? Intravenous vitamin C. It's called sepsis. You get a blood infection, and you get pneumonia, and you can't breathe, and they're treating it successfully. And what happened is the cat got out of the bag here. They've got control of the news media here in the United States, but they couldn't control the news media all around the world. And in China, some of the institutions started using vitamin C intravenously and curing the coronavirus. And the naysayers were there, and they tried to say it was a toxic vitamin, and they couldn't overcome the good news. And the story got out. And now this is an even bigger story, folks. We don't have any vitamin C or D or zinc on the store shelves. This is the best moment in time. We've been trying to get people into this stuff for a long time. And, of course, you need to find your way so you don't ever let this happen to you or anybody else, you loved ones in your family. So now you've just learned how to peak up your immune system and make it work against every pathogen, not just this coronavirus guy. There's a lot of other that you can get. Tuberculosis is one that's roaming around
Bill, sorry. We'll cut you off. We'll be right back and pick up at that point when we come back to Healthy by Nature with Bill Sardi. A lot more good news to come and questions. Stay tuned.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
We are wading through some questions that came in, and I just heard the commercial for Longevinex, and when it said that resveratrol, which is a whole show by itself, what it does even with this current situation, but that it was combined with other things that would help it, one of those things was quercetin, interestingly enough. One of the things that was in the newsletter this week was a link to a new page that I did in the library about drugs that are a problem regarding the coronavirus, including acid-blocking drugs and why cutting off your stomach acid increases your risk of pneumonia, and cover antibiotics and aspirin and ibuprofen and psych drugs and immune-modulating medications and so on. We got in a question at info@hbnshow.com during the show from Kathy, who wanted to know about zinc. Going back to, you mentioned, Bill Sardi, the doctor in New York who gave really a whopping dose of zinc. What is a regular dose? And Kathy wants to know, do you do that year-round or just in the spring for allergies or in case of a flu epidemic?
You do it year-round. Let me answer another question at the same time, because I have someone asked me here, why are people with high blood pressure and diabetes more susceptible to the coronavirus or any virus, really? And that's because they're, drumroll, zinc deficient. you know, the zinc acts like insulin in the body. And they just discovered this year that zinc is what you need, and then your kidneys control your blood pressure better. So it's a oversimplified answer, but I'll tell you, the world is starved for zinc. And we get a little bit of it, to answer you, about 10 milligrams in our diet. Our problem is it's hard to absorb when we don't make as much stomach acid as we get older. So what would we do about that? When we give zinc with vitamin B6, it's in a new T-cell zinc formula we have at Longevinix, but you give a little B6 with it, not a lot, and it now the absorption goes from about 15% to about 75%. Okay, now I've got it in my system, and what happens? It's a metal. And so the body sees this metal coming in, and it binds it tight to a carrier protein. We call it metallothionein. And so you've got to get it junked off there. You've got to push it off and jolt it. And so that's what selenium does. That we're generally adequate in selenium in our country now, but selenium is a trace mineral. It will cause a little bit of oxidation and knock off the zinc, so it's free and unbound and what we call bioavailable. And so in a good zinc formula, it should have a little bit of selenium, a little bit of B6, just to make sure that it gets utilized and it becomes available, because our body tries to control these things, because metals in the body are not necessarily good. Iron, copper, they're all bound up, and so is zinc. So we want to get it unbound, and it will do that with a little bit of selenium, get it absorbed with B6. And, of course, stomach acid is important. That's why you don't want to take the antacids. And then this answers all of your problems. So a good zinc formula should have these. And zinc lozenges, they're not available. I don't know where you can find them. But if you could find them, that would be a good answer. But anyway, you're going to have to rely on oral zinc. In some stores, they have it. It's locked up behind the counter. So you need to ask for it. So
And the dosage
around.
Again for regular use?
Okay.
And then
we get about 10 milligrams in our diet. Recommended amount is about 15. All of you taking the Molecular Multi, which is a product I formulated, are getting 30 milligrams of zinc a day. If you're getting a half dose of the Multi, you're getting 15. And all that would be adequate. And, of course, we can take up to 45 milligrams of zinc a day and be fine. We won't have any trouble with our what's called the zinc-copper ratio. So important to get zinc. It's a critical thing for our health, for our blood pressure, for diabetes. And the risk groups in this are the elderly and the very young, and they're related to not getting enough zinc. And, of course, if you're smoking cigarettes, if you're drinking a little too much alcohol, none of this helps. But, again, you need to perk up your immune system in order to handle all this. And what does alcohol do? It depletes zinc. So what does smoking do? It depletes vitamin C. So these are the reasons why we tend to get sicker. And so these high-risk groups are what we should be focusing on. Now, when they're going to try to give us that vaccine, it's an unproven vaccine. Look, you need an immune system to make the vaccine work. I hope you get this. You need the zinc, and you'll make the antibodies, and the vaccine won't work. And that happens every flu season. They give you the flu shots, and it doesn't work for the very young and the very old and so on. That doesn't have enough zinc, and you won't make the T cells, the lifetime T cells that make the antibodies against these diseases. So you need zinc whether you're going to get the vaccine or not. And the vaccine's a little bit problematic, and people that in the high-risk groups won't make the antibodies, they'll get the disease from the vaccine. Remember, the vaccine is the disease. They're giving you a little bit of it. And now you're going to get the symptoms of the disease because you don't make antibodies. I would think everybody listening to me would run out and get some zinc some way, but you absolutely need this. They may mandate that we take that vaccine, and you need some zinc on board. Otherwise, you get the disease. And that's why the high-risk groups are in trouble. Make sure your little kids and make sure that your grandma and grandpa get enough zinc, because if they mandate this vaccine, we want to at least make sure we make the antibodies and don't get ill from the vaccine. So that's what happens. A lot of folks get the flu from being vaccinated.
Speaking of antibodies, would you like to address what Britain was doing with their testing antibodies rather than...
Okay, so you all know, so you can sidestep the mandated vaccine that's coming. We make antibodies. There's an antibody test. That's what Britain put into place to figure out if everybody was becoming immune to it naturally. So they didn't do it to see if you had the COVID-19 coronavirus. They did a test to see if you developed a defense against it, the antibodies, and they figured out everybody was developing natural antibodies, and they were so far down the line, 68% of the people had already developed a defense against it. It would be useless to take all these measures and quarantine and all that stuff, and they let it go, and they're fine. We need to know. There is a test for the antibodies to coronavirus. Get that test and try to hold on to the certificate, the little lab test, because hopefully we'll be able to sidestep taking the vaccine because we have already developed the antibodies against it. So just another little trick to learn. The antibody tests are available, and they're not necessarily costly. And I would try to go that route because they're going to be experimenting with a vaccine that's unproven. By the way, they use these vaccines in studies. They show they're safe, but only in healthy people. If you're ill, they're trouble. So just so you know.
That antibody test and using it as a defense against a mandatory vaccination, Dr. Sean Messonnier, the veterinarian that was on the show recently, talked about that. That he likes to do that test to see if the dogs are already immune, and then they don't need to have so many vaccinations. So it's not a new idea, but it's one that should be more widely applied. And thank you for bringing that up. We'll be right back on Healthy by Nature with my guest, Bill Sardi. He's our answer man about nutrition and supplements.
Just when the world needed a discovery, Dr. Tom Levy, noted author and authority on vitamin C, says the world got one. Have you been reading all about the recent success vitamin C has had in the news? Intravenous vitamin C is saving lives in hospitals now. So, what's the best brand of vitamin C? Answer, the one your body makes naturally. Animals make vitamin C internally, all day and night long. But humans lost their ability to make vitamin C in their liver due to a gene mutation. Not any longer. A natural molecule has been found that reactivates the vitamin C gene. That discovery is formula 216, and researchers believe it helps your body produce vitamin C internally on a 24/7 basis. Call now to get your bottle of formula 216 at 833-848-2216. That's formula 216 for 24/7 vitamin C. The world thanks you for this discovery, Dr. Levy. That's 833-848-2216.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Just when the world needed a discovery, Dr. Tom Levy, noted author and authority on vitamin C, says the world got one. Have you been reading all about the recent success vitamin C has had in the news? Intravenous vitamin C is saving lives in hospitals now. So, what's the best brand of vitamin C? Answer, the one your body makes naturally. Animals make vitamin C internally, all day and night long. But humans lost their ability to make vitamin C in their liver due to a gene mutation. Not any longer. A natural molecule has been found that reactivates the vitamin C gene. That discovery is formula 216, and researchers believe it helps your body produce vitamin C internally on a 24/7 basis. Call now to get your bottle of formula 216 at 833-848-2216. That's formula 216 for 24/7 vitamin C. The world thanks you for this discovery, Dr. Levy. That's 833-848-2216.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
We've been talking about the coronavirus issues with Bill Sardi, and I imagine a lot of people would like to know what they can do to help, since most of us are not in a position to make ventilators or whatever seems to be needed right now. Just some ideas. First of all, call Grandma, because she can't go anywhere. She can't go to bingo. She's lonely, and that's not good. You can donate to a food bank. They are helping people because of the economic impact of what's going on. And I put a link in the archives today to the Dallas Life Homeless Shelter. A few weeks ago, we talked about what a unique program they have, and the folks that don't have a home are much more at risk. They do get sunshine, but they also are cold and undernourished. And you can even adopt a dog. The shelters would like some help. So I've gotten several really good questions here just during the show. Following up on quercetin, Kathy wants – I'm not so good at this, adding things to the website and trying to manage the emails. Kathy wants to know – she's taking Longevinex and Molecular Multi. She wants to know, does she need to get more additional quercetin this time of the year?
Probably not. You're fine. About 25 milligrams works, actually. Most of the supplements are about 250 milligrams, which is fine. We tend to get cold sores. That's herpes on our lip and other places. Again, quercetin is good for that. Cold sore means you're getting too much arginine in your diet. We have questions about that arginine. Chocolates and nuts will trigger a cold sore, and you want lysine. Some of the people asking, can I take lysine? Yes, that's helpful, especially for herpes viruses and other viruses. You can take lysine. It keeps it from replicating. These are all helpful things. Just so you know, they're going to try and take our cell phones and track them. And then if we get within a few feet of somebody who had a disease, like chicken pox or something normal, they're going to put us under quarantine. Nonsense. This is all nonsense, us running away from diseases. You're exposed to these things every day, and you don't even know it. If your immune system's up to par, you'll make natural antibodies. You won't even know it. A lot of these coronavirus cases are symptomless, asymptomatic, they call it. And so you might feel a little bit of a fever, go to bed and wake up in the morning with the antibodies. So, you know, you just need to get your antibodies going. That's the zinc, C and D that we're talking about. And not nonsense of tracking us everywhere we're going to find out we came close to somebody who had something, you know. So this is nonsense. They'll lock us all down forever. And then they're going to take 2 weeks of your life and put you in quarantine just suddenly. You know, they're coming to get you, you know, kind of thing. So we don't want that. We don't want that in this country. It's all nonsense. I don't know who's running the show there, but the Centers for Disease Control. Oh, my. So, look, they took the kids off the beach here in California. They were the only sensible folks. You can't be on a beach getting natural vitamin D for free. Can't do that. So, look, you need to be outdoors, sneak out, get some sunshine. They're not billing you for the sunshine yet. Nobody's figured out how to bill you for that. So get the natural sunshine. Even on a cloudy day, you can get some. And just make sure that this is what you're doing. And there's sunshine vitamin D is critically important. But we do have sunshine in a bottle vitamin D pill. So see if you can find some of that. And preferably, we'd like to see adults getting about 8,000 units a day of vitamin D, and for the kids, at least 2,000 units. So it's critically important. These are all important lessons. And by the way, don't forget these lessons, because coronavirus is probably going to come back in November, because then the Earth tilts away the northern hemisphere from the sun. We may get this back. But we get all of these viruses back. So don't be so phobic about this thing. They're over-focusing on this. We have our chance now to show that nutritional medicine works. The cupboard is bare. Modern medicine has nothing but things that are anti-inflammatories. None of them address the cause of these infectious diseases. The cause, lack of zinc, lack of sunshine, vitamin D, that's what triggers all this, lack of vitamin C. Humans used to make it. Now we don't, so we're vulnerable to these diseases. The animals don't get these viruses. So lessons to learn. And you must have some other questions.
Bill, yes, we've got a very intelligent question from Debbie. She wants to know, will we get lifetime immunity if we get the coronavirus, or can we get it again? Does it stay dormant like Epstein-Barr or varicella? Will it reoccur?
Don't know. Yeah, we don't know that it's not like Epstein-Barr is a herpes virus. Herpes gets into your nervous system and hides in the little ganglion of the nerve. So, and then it erupts and remains dormant. That's what tuberculosis is doing. A lot of these cases we're seeing are really tuberculosis. A lot of them among immigrants who came here with latent or dormant TB. And then it'll activate when you don't get enough sunshine, vitamin D. So what we need to do is to develop the antibodies, you really need a fever. Now, you know, that's what really triggers it. But nonetheless, your body will do it even without a fever if you have enough zinc, C, and D. And it should last a lifetime. The vaccines do not offer lifetime immunity anymore because they're using synthetic vaccines.
We're going to take a break and still have just a little bit of time on the other side. I'll look through the remaining questions we have and see what might make the most difference if we answered it. Please stay tuned with Bill Sardi and Marty Wittekin on the Healthy by Nature show.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm Marty Wittekin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers has 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Listeners have asked some really good questions, and I've decided what I'm going to do for the newsletter blog this coming week is list the rest of the questions and talk with Bill Sardi about getting you answers to those. One that should be fairly quick to answer, Dave from Westbrook, Maine, asked about ordering takeout food and asked if an infected person touches the food and you eat it an hour later, is that a problem? And will the high heat of cooking kill the virus? And then Peggy, somewhere in West Texas, asked, is this virus a flu virus, as Governor Abbott said, or something else? Did it escape from an HIV lab? So we don't have another hour for that one, but do what you can with those two questions.
I think I know where it came from, but that's another show entirely, and we're not here to agitate the audience. And so you all know, look, it's not just the coronavirus. This is other stuff around there. Flu viruses are supposed to be even more prevalent. I don't know. Tuberculosis is among the immigrants and so on. So these things depend on your immune system, not about keeping the bugs away. Now, actually, getting the bugs, we're trying to tell you, England got the bug. It's highly infectious, and they found out most people already had the antibodies. That's what we want. Well, they're not telling us that probably in the United States now, we probably have over 200 million people, by guesstimate, what happened in Britain, that have already developed the antibodies. You see, so they're trying to tell you the wrong thing. We're developing natural antibodies, which is what makes the vaccines look good. The vaccines aren't working. It's the natural immunity that makes the vaccines look good, because you got to have the zinc and so on to develop the antibodies regardless. And whether you get exposed naturally or you get exposed from a vaccine, you need your immune system working. And I would guess right now, based on the infection rate, which is high, it's transmissible, easy. You want to get, in a way, you want to get infected and develop the antibodies. You just don't want to develop the symptoms and end up in the hospital. By the way, there's no shortage of hospital beds. The hospitals are empty. Everybody's afraid to go there. The surgeons have closed down. There's plenty of hospital beds, what they're telling you, and ventilators. Oh, my. If you really had to get a ventilator, you're in real trouble. You don't want it to go that far. We don't need the ventilators. It's only buying a little bit of time. You need to do what we're talking about is get your immune system going. What do? They put you in a hospital. It's a cave, the ICU, intensive care. There's no sunlight. You don't get the vitamin D. They don't even give you a blood test for vitamin D entering the hospital. So assume you're deficient in D and C and zinc. And take precaution. Get your loved ones to do it, too. And don't forget these lessons. You'll use them for a lifetime. We've got modern medicine on the run. They are covered as bare and natural medicine. Mother Nature has it all. That's what you're learning today. Keep using it. We'll save ourselves a lot of money and a lot of grief.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill Sardi. And remember, so far, 7 times as many people have died from the flu. So you need your immune system.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Just when the world needed a discovery, Dr. Tom Levy, noted author and authority on vitamin C, says the world got one. Have you been reading all about the recent success vitamin C has had in the news? Intravenous vitamin C is saving lives in hospitals now. So, what's the best brand of vitamin C? Answer, the one your body makes naturally. Animals make vitamin C internally, all day and night long. But humans lost their ability to make vitamin C in their liver due to a gene mutation. Not any longer. A natural molecule has been found that reactivates the vitamin C gene. That discovery is Formula 216, and researchers believe it helps your body produce vitamin C internally on a 24/7 basis. Call now to get your bottle of Formula 216 at 833-848-2216. That's Formula 216 for 24/7 vitamin C. The world thanks you for this discovery, Dr. Levy. That's 833-848-2216.